We've all heard the news. We've been told over and over about the importance of washing our hands as much as possible, right? But if COVID-19 enters our body through our nose most of the time, or our mouth, but our nose most of the time, why aren't we focusing more on this aspect of hygiene to help slow the spread? Nathan Jones is founder and CEO of Clear, a Utah-based hygiene company that manufactures a nasal spray. He's on the line right now. Mr. Jones, with respect to your particular product, what is the benefit here, and has it been proven in terms of working and fighting against COVID?
Yes. Well, thanks for having me on the show. But yes, there are studies that show that xylitol, which is the number one ingredient, and this was a study done at the University of Tennessee, that showed that xylitol blocks viral adhesion of the SARS-CoV-2 virus.
So now, when you say blocks adhesion, the virus enters through your nose and then propagates through your body?
There was a paper published, and it came out of the University of North Carolina back in June, that they actually mapped and showed that you first get infected in the nose, and it is an upper respiratory infection, and most of the people, they get rid of it there. The asymptomatic people that get the virus, their body conquers it there in the nose.
Okay.
It's when it spreads past your nose that it becomes a problem. It's when you inhale it into your lungs that it becomes a problem. And even the people that wrote this paper out of University of North Carolina pointed out and said, we should be addressing it in the nose with nasal sprays that have viricidal or antiviral properties to them.
So this is not simply a matter of, say, like, I know there are various products on the market that actually are supposed to clean your nasal passages. This is different because it contains, now, what is xylitol exactly?
Xylitol, believe it or not, is a sugar. And the way that we got into this business, the way I got into this business is over 20 years ago. We've been in business for over 20 years, but over 20 years ago, a doctor in Texas, he actually read a bunch of papers that were done looking at how xylitol prevents tooth decay. And in the studies, the kids who were using the xylitol in chewing gum to prevent tooth decay were also getting 42% fewer upper respiratory infections. And there was another paper that was published in the British Medical Journal that actually showed that the xylitol binds up on the bacteria, makes on the strep, pneumo, H flu, MCAT, staph, these other bacteria, and makes them so they can't adhere. It doesn't kill them. It just blocks their ability to adhere to the tissue. And if they don't adhere to the tissue, you're not going to get sick. And so he had all these babies, and he put xylitol into a nasal spray because he obviously can't have a baby chew gum, and started using it in a nasal spray, and they had a 92% decrease in upper respiratory infections.
Which begs the question, if that's the case, why have we not heard more about this?
Because it's not a drug. And we've actually been on the phone twice with the Canadian Health Services.
Health Canada, yeah.
And we have a meeting with another phone call with them in February to discuss allowing the government of Canada to let us go out and make claims for it in Canada. We're working with the CDC here in the United States to try to get them to allow us to make claims. But it's difficult because it's not a drug. And so when we go in and say, hey, this is what it does, they're like, well, that's a drug claim. But
okay,
it's not. We're just saying it washes out the nose.
Right.
It blocks the virus.
You can't say
the same as soap.
You can't say specifically that it will fight COVID-19. Is that the issue?
Correct.
Okay. But all these studies that you mentioned, so, I mean, first of all, if you use this, it's not going to do any harm to you, is it?
Oh, we've been selling for 20 years. We sell in Canada, but we've been selling for 20 years. We have never had a single incident of somebody calling in or reporting us and saying, it caused me harm.
How often would you have to use the product for it to be effective?
Well, what we usually recommend just as regular hygiene is you put it with your toothbrush in the morning and in the evening, wash your nose. Your mucociliary clearance cycle is roughly 3 to 4 hours. And that means that from the time your nose, I know this may sound gross, but the time your nose makes snot to the time it's washed down the back of your throat and your stomach is roughly 3 to 4 hours. And so if you do it in the morning and if you go out, use it before you go out. Use it when you come back. But what you're doing is you're putting the grapefruit seed extract, which has been shown to destroy the COVID virus, and you're putting the xylitol. So you're blocking it and you're destroying it.
Okay.
And you're putting that into your mucus. And so over the time, it's going to protect that.
All right. Listen, I'd be curious to know when you do finally have that meeting with Health Canada to find out what exactly they said to you and what the chances are of. You said this spray, by the way, is available now. It has been for quite some time. Under the brand name Xylitol?
No, it's under the brand name Clear.
Clear,
it's spelled X-L-E-A-R.
So you can buy that in the actual item itself is xylitol, but the spray is called Clear, X-L-E-A-R.
Correct.
Okay.
And it's in Canada, it's available in most of your natural retailers.
Okay.
Here in the U.S., it's available everywhere, CVS, I mean, Target, Rite Aid, it's everywhere.
Okay. Hey, listen, if we could follow up with you, yes, after you speak to Health Canada, I'd like to know what they have to say about this, all right? We'll get back in touch or maybe get in touch with us.
I will do that.
Thanks so much. Sure. Appreciate your time today. There you go. Nathan Jones, it is called, it's spelled X-L-E-A-R, but pronounced clear. And hey, if it helps, even if it only helps a bit, why not go ahead and say, yeah, go ahead and use it.